Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. Woo-wee, the dogwoods be popping right now, and it is amazing. Listen, do you know what your purpose is in life? Do you even believe it's possible to know how to find your purpose? What the thing that you're meant to do in life? You know, I think we kind of get a little mixed up with what exactly purpose is. We tend to look at purpose as a one-off event. Like, this purpose is what my life was all about. It was leading up to this thing. And inside of that phrase, there's a key there. It's leading up to a thing. A one-off event is not someone's purpose. Think of Frodo in Lord of the Rings, and I always go back to this because most people know Lord of the Rings. They're familiar with the story. And people would say that Frodo's purpose was to carry the ring to Mordor and to destroy it. That was his purpose. But that would mean that outside of that small period of time in Frodo's life, he had no purpose, right? If that one event was his purpose, then outside of that, he didn't have a purpose. So I don't believe that purpose is an event, that your whole life is, you know, defined by that one moment. Now, for a lot of people, other people's lives that they don't know very well, there, it can be defined by a moment. Like, there's people that you know. Think of, if you're an NFL fan, think of David Tyree. Everybody knows him for the helmet catch in the Super Bowl for the Giants versus the Patriots. That catch helped the Giants win, right? Without that catch, the Giants lose that Super Bowl. So most people know of him as the catch. That's what they know him for. That was a one-off event, though. That catch was not his life purpose. Your life purpose is everything leading up to it. That is just an event along the way towards living your life purpose. Your life purpose is utilizing all of your gifts, your talents, interests, your passions, your experiences, your skills that you've acquired along the way, your personality. It's using everything you've grown into, that you've learned throughout your life, using all of those things to make a positive impact on the lives of other people. It is everything that is uniquely you put together for this defining moment, using it, and then, you know, those events happen along the way. I said to put together for this defining moment. It's not that. It's using those things to make a difference in the moment for other people. And sometimes opportunities come along that are for massive events that people will come to know us by, like the catch or like carrying the ring to Mordor. There are events that happen along the way that people know us by, and to them that was our purpose. But for us and the people that we know and love and that know and love us, our purpose is just being who God created us to be. It's doing the things that God gave us the gifts, the talents, the interests, and the passions for. Doing all of those things to make a difference for other people. If you do those things, you are living your purpose. I don't know how often, how many times, so often I hear people say, I don't know what my purpose is. I just don't feel like I have purpose in life. And what they mean is they don't feel like they have meaning. They don't feel like their life has meaning. And that is so sad. I believe that's because we focus on us and how we can have meaning or not have meaning and what our meaning is. If we're focused on ourselves, then you're right, we won't have meaning. But if we focus on other people and how we can make a positive difference on their life, That brings meaning. That brings fulfillment. And that is purpose. That is your life purpose, is to use everything that is uniquely you to make a positive impact on other people. That's all I got to say about that. Do good work.